Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRX. In 1994, the family drama Party of Five premiered on Fox. Starring Scott Wolf, Matthew Fox, and Neve Campbell, it told the story of five children who have to take care of themselves after their parents died in a car crash. And because it was a 90s show, its theme song sounded like what you're hearing now. Yes, the Bodines right there, pure 90s. Flash forward to today, and it probably won't surprise you to hear that the show is getting a reboot. But while the original was about a white family, the new version centers around the Mexican-American Acosta siblings. And this time, the parents are undocumented immigrants who get deported to Mexico in the season premiere.
What's the matter with this country?
Lucia, dignity, mija. Show them who we are.
They don't care who we are, papi. Don't you understand that by now?
That's Emily Tosta and Bruno Bashir in a scene from the new Party of Five. But with so few Latino stories told by Hollywood, some critics are wondering whether this new story about undocumented Latino immigrants will manage to subvert stereotypes or end up perpetuating them. Joining me now is Vanessa Erazo, film and television editor for Remezcla. Great to have you with us, Vanessa.
Thank you for having me.
So you've seen the first two episodes of the show. How is the deportation of the parents handled?
I would say it's handled sensitively. There's always the question of, are we portraying reality? Or are we kind of using other people's pain for entertainment? I think no matter how you do it, even if you do it sensitively, you're doing both of those things at the same time. So I do think it's moving. I definitely had tears in that scene. And that scene was in the trailer, so people were already reacting to how emotional it was. So I would say, yeah, it's kind of that fine line of, you know, is this appropriate to be able to benefit from people's pain constantly, particularly immigrants, but also show it in a way that's realistic and hits home for people.
You know? It's also a very timely thing to talk about. I mean, we just came out of a segment about what's happening with the southern border, the policy issues that are here in the United States. And we know under the Obama administration, deportation was the big tactic. Deterrence now is the big tactic, particularly for folks coming across. So I'm wondering if behind the scenes here at Party of Five, or at least the reboot of Party of Five, are there Latino writers, directors, people who are making sure that it's both timely, accurate, and not sort of exploitative of the issues that are at hand?
That was a big question that a lot of us who are entertainment journalists who are following the announcements of this show were worried about, because the initial announcement that came out was that the original showrunners from the original 90s version were behind this new version, who they are not Latino, they are both white. But from what I've read about the show, they made it a point. They felt that the most relevant way to tell this story now would be to include this immigration and deportation angle. So they made it a point to hire Latino writers and director. So I even know one of the writers, actually, she's born in Colombia, came to the States when she was young, and they have Latinos from various different countries who are immigrants themselves. And also one of the director of the pilot is Rodrigo Garcia, who is the son of Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
And I'm wondering, I mean, we talked about the timeliness of this show right now. Does this have the potential, if you will, and it's almost hard to imagine that it could, but is there any potential here to change minds, given that immigration, particularly when it comes to Latino immigrants and migrants, is so politically charged right now?
It's a difficult question to answer. We would hope so. We hope that media has the ability to change minds, but I do feel that more than likely it's a reflection of society and what is happening at the time, more than pushing forward. But it all depends on who ends up watching the show. It's on Freeform. It's a channel targeted at younger people. I'm not sure the demographics of, in terms of ethnicity, who's watching, but I think it does have the possibility to open it up to people who don't have direct experience with immigrants in their everyday life.
I talked to Cristela Alonso, the comedian, Latina comedian, recently, and she had some interesting things to say about how Hollywood tends to tell the stories of undocumented immigrants. Let's take a listen.
My brother became a naturalized citizen in 2016, and it took him over 30 years. And we don't see that on TV. We see a lot of, a lot of immigration stories, and they're always very serious. That's what my brother always said. He's like, it makes it seem like if you're an undocumented immigrant, it's like you live in a cave and you just cry all day wondering, like, is today the day? And he's like, I also like to laugh. I also like to have fun. I love my family.
What do you think about that perspective? Because I thought that was pretty enlightening.
Yeah, it's pretty spot on, and there's hard numbers to back that up. Define American, which is a nonprofit organization, they take on a lot of issues, but one of the things they do is monitor media like TV and film and the portrayals of immigrants. And their studies that have come out show that at least half of the immigrants in the United States are citizens, but a very small percentage of immigrants shown on TV are shown to be immigrants. And also that the most common words that come up is ICE, deportation. So
crying in the cave.
Right. Mm-hmm. Being detained. And that's not the whole picture of immigrants in the United States. That's a very small percentage. So we do see a lot of the pain and the trauma and the sorrow of being an immigrant, but not just like Cristela said, not the joy and not the everyday life, which is most immigrants in the United States aren't living that experience.
And, more broadly, we've talked a lot about reboots and remakes here on the show and switching from a predominantly white cast to a Latino cast. We've seen it in One Day at a Time, Charmed, Magnum P.I. We're all rebooted with Latino leads. Are TV executives relying too much on these older formats? And should they really be focusing on just telling more original stories about Latinos? Or do those just not tend to do as well?
In my opinion, I would prefer to see more original stories, but I do think it's actually a symptom of a problem of the lack of representation in Latinos. Most of the shows we see coming out right now that are new with all Latino casts are reboots. And it's not that their other shows aren't being pitched, pilots aren't being written. It's just that they're not getting picked up. So the shows that executives are greenlighting already have an existing show or name, or One Day at a Time has Norman Lear attached. This was one of the biggest hits of the 90s. So an executive has something that they can tie it to that shows past success. But what they're tying it to rarely involves Latinos.
Is there anything now that's come out about undocumented immigrants that has made an impact on you recently?
I believe the show Superstore, which is a comedy, has done a really great job of showing that, it's not the good immigrant. He's not a perfect person. It came out very slowly that he was undocumented, but you get to laugh. And also, he does get detained, so it's upsetting. But they're able to tie in a lot of just making you feel good and seeing what his life is really like.
All right, Superstore. Vanessa Erazo is the film and television editor for Remezcla. Vanessa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that's our show for today. Thanks so much for listening. Happy 2020, everyone. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway.